Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I've been looking forward to this. Now, if I told you, Crowder, that the day after the NBA Finals ended that we were going to spend a segment talking to a Marlins pitcher, you'd have probably said, nah, let's...
I would have been confused if I didn't see the performance.
Right. Jordan Yamamoto, he's our NBA champion or whatever, yes. Whatever. He's our champion because he had a great outing this week. So Jordan Yamamoto, he's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Marlins pitcher, he made his major league debut this week for the Marlins. No big deal, just 7 shutout innings and the win and a great story and an appearance on MLB Network and all that fun. So Marlins, by the way, begin a 3-game series with the Pirates tonight at Marlins Park, and that probably would be a fun activity this weekend for Father's Day. You go out, catch a Marlins game. But Jordan Yamamoto is with us. Hello, Jordan.
What's up, guys? How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. You must be doing pretty great, right? You got to be feeling great after that outing.
Yes, definitely. I mean, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Made the most of it, and I'm just happy that the Marlins were able to give me that opportunity.
So I watched you on MLB Network after the debut, and you were telling everybody there the story of how you got notified that the Marlins called you up to the bigs, which obviously is every minor league player's dream, or every kid, you know, Crowder's kid is playing Little League baseball, yep. And he's trying to direct him towards baseball, not football like him, because it's
violent, man.
It's violent. Football's violent. So tell everybody the story, if they didn't see it on MLB Network, of how you got notified that you were coming up to the big leagues.
I was on the bus. We were getting ready to go to Birmingham, Alabama, play the White Sox. And I was sitting there, I'm talking with one of the guys about Luis Roberts and how he's a really great player and everything. And then we're getting ready to leave, and the manager walks on the bus and, you know, just goes, hey, we have a luggage capacity on the bus. So if you guys have stuff you guys don't really need, please take it off the bus. And we're all thinking, like, oh, no, we need everything on the bus, you know. And then he goes, hey, Yamamoto, for example, your barbershop, your hair cutting tools, can you please take it off the bus? They see everybody stand up and kind of yell, no, we need that, we need that, because that's what's kind of like 6 guys' hair. And then he goes, no, Yamamoto, take your stuff off the bus right now. You're going to Miami. And I just instantly, like, stood up and just broke down in tears. You know, everybody's screaming. Everybody's cheering for me. So it's a really great opportunity and really great experience to know that all my teammates had my back and was really excited for me.
And we'll get to the haircut stuff in a second, because I got some questions, Jordan. But first, even from that moment, like, so he tells you you're going up. Do you get off the bus with your teammates, go straight to an airport and fly down? Like, how does that work?
I got off the bus. They were pretty much forcing me off the bus, you know, because the manager was like, hey, get yourself off the bus. So everybody's like, what are you doing? It's on the bus. Get off the bus. Get off the bus. Everybody's yelling at me to get off the bus. And guys all shaking my hand, going outside. I went outside, and I was in tears. Guys came up to me, started hugging me, congratulating me, and then from there, you know, I couldn't help but cry, and then they called my parents and give them the news.
Jordan Yamamoto is with us, Marlins pitcher, had his major league debut and 7 shutout innings. So you say you called your parents. Now, I know the story, but you're from Hawaii. That's a very long trip, Hawaii to Miami. Yeah. Was anyone in your family able to make it for your MLB debut?
Oh, yes. So when I called my dad initially, he was kind of like hesitant, but he was like, hey, should we start looking for flights? And I was like, yes, I'm going to talk to mom. I'm going to call my mom and talk to her about it. So I called my mom, told her I made a debut and I was about to make my debut. And she started breaking down in tears, talking to me. And she's like, you know, it's a little expensive. And I was like, mom, I don't care. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity. I don't care how much it costs. Here's my card. Take it and buy the tickets, you know, like it wasn't because I was pretty busy. I was trying to pack up my stuff and get down here. But for mom, just use this card and then buy the tickets. I don't care how much it is, just get here. You know, it means a lot more to me if they're here than anything else, you know. So they definitely made it out here. So my mom, my dad, and my younger sister made it out here. My older sister was at work, Couldn't get off for the next 3 days. But it's all good, you know. It's a part of life.
Did you tell your parents go ahead and charge first class if they wanted, or you wanted them to fly coach?
No. Yeah, so my auntie, she owns a travel agency, so she helped my mom find a ticket for them out. So they asked. It was funny because they were at work. Both of them, my mom and my dad, were at work. It was like 11 o'clock in the morning, and when I broke the news, and the next flight out was at 3 o'clock, so they had to go home within 30 minutes, pack this up, and be at the airport, you know, by 1 o'clock. So it was actually kind of funny how everything played out, and just the urgency they had to have to get to the airport on time.
And you've been in the Major League system since 2014 with the Brewers, I believe, and then, you know, with the Marlins organization. And you obviously were ready, Jordan. You came out, like Hawk said, 7 shutout innings. Did you know you were ready for this jump?
It was one of those things that I didn't even have time to process it. You know, like, I got the call, and within 2 hours, I'm driving down to Jupiter to stay the night at my girlfriend's house. And then the next morning, I didn't even have time to sleep. Like, by the time I got there, it was 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. You know, by the time I unpacked my truck and repacked it up to leave the next day, it was 2 o'clock in the morning. I was just very excited. Couldn't really sleep. So it was just one of the things I never even had time to process it until it all happened. So I couldn't really think about anything. I just had to go out there and like everybody was telling me, just to pitch the game I know how to pitch and trust everything and just let it happen.
Were you pissed that you didn't get the complete game?
Wait, what was that? Sorry.
I said, were you pissed that you didn't get the complete game?
Oh, no. I'm totally happy. I'm just very fortunate enough to even be out there. You know, like, I was coming up to my pitch count, and, you know, just a couple batters here and there that I walked. But, I mean, it is what it is. I'm still happy about my outing. Just defense really helped me out that time game, like, with the two solid double plays me on the infield that really got me out of jams. Those are big turning points for me and my confidence.
You didn't tear into Mattingly? You don't know what you're doing? I can go?
No chance.
And Jordan, I know you have some stuff. I'm a friend with Dontrell Willis, and I saw on Twitter he said that slider, though, with the big eye emojis. So you're impressing very impressive pitches. Like, pitchers, you're impressing them. What's the biggest difference? Because a week ago you were pitching the minor leaguers, and then you jumped to the majors. What was the biggest difference pitching in those two leagues that are very far apart?
For me, it's trusting my stuff, you know. Like, in the minors, I had, like, especially this year, I had a little couple of rough patches during the season, a couple of rough games here and there. And the main part was just not trusting it, you know. Like, hey, I know I can pitch here. I know what I can do. I need to trust my stuff. But the other night, I just trusted Holly, trusted everything he put down, and I just threw it right through his glove. I mean, I never hesitated once, and I said, you know what, every pitch, I told myself over the game, whatever he puts down, just throw it. You know, trust him, trust your defense, and trust everybody behind you.
Jordan Yamamoto, Marlins pitcher. And again, Marlins open a 3-game series tonight at Marlins Park against the Pirates. There's been, you know, some things to cheer about in a season that we didn't think there was going to be anything to cheer about. There's been some nice win streaks, and now you got Jordan Yamamoto. What should Marlins fans and sports fans down here know about you? We got to get to know you. What's Jordan Yamamoto's favorite movie of all time?
Favorite movie of all time. I would have to go with the Fast and Furious series. Big car guy. Love the cars. Love the car scene. The family lifestyle is a lot of cars in our family. So it's just the car scene. Definitely Fast and the Furious, that series.
The Fast and the Furious series.
You got Hobbs and Shaw coming out.
Yeah, you must be excited. Wow, that's an answer I didn't expect. But then again, I don't hang out with young people, so.
I swore it'd be a baseball movie.
I was certain it would be The Natural or Field of Dreams. What about your favorite television show? You have a favorite TV show?
I don't really watch TV all as much because, I mean, we're traveling so much, but it's more of a Netflix thing. So it's funny because I kind of go on Twitter and ask people what I should be watching on Netflix, and people give me different shows. And I pretty much watch almost 70% of everything on Netflix already because of our long bus trips and in AA and long flights back home in the off season. So it's just one of the things that whatever I can get my hands on, I just watch and I just binge watch on it.
Favorite band or musical artist?
Not really. I'm a big country guy. I like to listen to country music a lot, country and island music, only because it's it's more real to me. I kind of like the way it sounds in the song on your phone is how they sound in concert, you know. So that's kind of what I appreciate of country and island music.
What about favorite athlete? Do you have a favorite athlete of all time?
Athlete, I mean, I'm not a big sports guy. I don't really watch sports all that much. But growing up, it was funny because I was a big Red Sox fan growing up, big Jason Varitek fan. So if there's that, then I'd have to say Jason Varitek.
So did you watch the NBA Finals last night, or you didn't care at all?
I was spending time with my family yesterday, and we got back like halftime of the game back to our hotel. But I was really tired, so like by the third quarter, I was kind of like, "Hey, mom, I'm probably gonna go sleep already." So I ended up leaving third quarter. Woke up to see the Raptors won. You know, I was kind of rooting for Golden State at one point. I said Golden State in seven, but things happened. But I'm just happy that because the Raptors did deserve that.
And I got to ask you about you. You brought it up earlier, Jordan, about the haircutting, man. Can how much you charging for a cut in the locker room?
It's not really about charging guys. It's more about, you know, helping them out because all the cities you go to in the minor leagues, it's hard to be new and find a barber that you truly trust with your hair because a haircut can make or break 2 weeks of your life, you know, like especially for the guys that like to go out, you know. It makes or breaks definitely 2 weeks. So it's hard to find places to go, especially if you have to feel it from 12 o'clock to 11 o'clock at night. You know, it's just hard to find a barbershop. So I started doing it to help the guys out. Here and there so that they don't have to leave the ballpark. They can just do it whenever they want. It's just to pretty much help them out because, like I said, too, they don't really appeal on them much. And nowadays, you'll see a barber charge $40 for a haircut. So for me, it's just, hey, this is for you. I'm here to help you out and just let me know what I can do.
I think that's one of the main differences between a professional football locker room and a minor league baseball clubhouse, because it might be different in the majors. Because Crowder, when he played for the Dolphins, he used to run a concession out of the locker so that his teammates, you know, they'd come in from practice, what? They'd want some chewing tobacco.
Want some dip, chips, candy, something for a meeting. And, Jordan, you're around a bunch of millionaires now, bro. Don't give away stuff for free. You got to charge them. I was charging $10 for a bag of chips, and the millionaires can pay it.
Yeah, we got juice now over here, so that's also why I left a lot of my stuff up in Jupiter. I left a lot of my haircutting stuff there because Juice is here. He's a great guy. I saw my haircut by him before my outing 2 days ago, so it was one of those things that it was really cool me able to talk story with him and have a conversation about just life, baseball, the debut, haircutting and everything. It's actually really cool.
How much does he get for a cut?
It's all what we want to give him. I gave him $100 because of the conversation, you know, and it's barber love too. It's one of those things that, you know, like he takes care of me. He came up and said what's up to me right when I walked in the locker room. So it's kind of like a respect thing. And we had a good conversation, and I really think he deserved that, you know.
And I don't know exactly how to say this, Jordan. You can cut Tom Cruise's hair and 50 Cent's hair and, you know, just the races. You could give me a good high top and give Hawk over here the white man?
I definitely could.
Really? What about a female? Could you cut a female's hair?
No. I told my girlfriend, I'm like, hey, let me practice on your hair. She said no. So one of those things that I thought I could practice on her. You know, I thought she would trust me enough, but I guess not. You know, I guess I'm at that point in our relationship yet.
All right. Well, Jordan Yamamoto, we loved watching your debut outing, and I'm glad that your family was down here to see it, and we're going to continue rooting for you and the Marlins. We appreciate you making time and continued success in the big leagues.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
There you go. Jordan Yamamoto. That is a great story. And what a...
That's a movie.
That's a movie.
You're riding on a bus.
And they pull kind of a joke on you, right?
Yes.
Like, hey, we gotta lose some weight off the bus, leave your haircut equipment behind. In fact, you get off the bus. Like, that's great. And then you come up and you throw 7 shutout innings.
I was just going to say, the end of that story doesn't usually end that way, like it did for Jordan.
And, like, you know, you've got the 2 scenes going on. He's got his parents hustling to get to an airport in Hawaii to fly all the way across to get to Miami. And you figure, he's going to go out there, he's going to get rocked, and maybe the parents will be there to make him feel better after he's, you know, pulled after an inning and a half. This dude's mowing them down.
Balled out.
That was great. All right, Jordan Yamamoto from the Marlins there. We'll take a break on this Friday, Pareo Friday, and come right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.